حال الله محمد رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين. الحمد لله أحمده واستعينه واستهديه واستغفره. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله لا شريك له. أشهد أن محمدا عبده رسوله. الحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على كرير المسلمين وعبده. سبحان الله. الحمد لله. And let me skip that. Bismillah. Alhamdulillah, wa salatu wa salamu ala kareel al-musallim, Muhammadin wa alihi ajma'i ajma'in. Dear believers, with Allah's name, the merciful benefactor, the merciful redeemer, all praise are due to Allah. I seek his assistance, I seek his guidance, and I ask for his forgiveness. I bear witness there is no God but Allah, the one who has no partners. And I bear witness that that Muhammad, the prayers and the peace be upon him, is his servant and his messenger. All praise due to Allah. We seek Allah's peace and blessings on the one best among the prophets, as well as on his family and his companions. Ameen. We seek refuge with Allah from our own weaknesses, faults, and our errors. All praise due to Allah, who sent down upon us his book most clear, and later revealed in the last ayat, "This day I have completed for you your way of life and completed my favor upon you and chose al-Islam as your way of life." All praise due to Allah who united the hearts of the believers and made it an obligation to remain united and has made it forbidden to become separated in his book. I advise you as well as I advise myself first to have regard, consciousness, awareness, taqwa for Allah, the Most High, and obey him. Then Muslim believers, again, I greet you. Assalamu alaikum. Juma Mubarak. A'udhu billahi min ash-shaytanir rajim. Wallahil mushriku wal mafriku fa'aynama tuwalu fa'tamma Waj'ullaha lulahi inna allaha wasi'un illa ilim. Subhanallah. Wasi'un alim. Salakallah wa deen. Translation as follows: we seek refuge with Allah from our own weaknesses, faults, subhanAllah. We seek refuge with Allah from Shaitan, which is in our weaknesses, faults, and errors. To the east and to the west all belong to Allah. You will face Allah in whichsoever direction you turn your face. Allah is all-embracing and all-knowing. And this is the 115th ayat of the second surah of the Holy Quran. We say, surely Allah speaks the truth. Today's khutbah title: developing our humanity is the rising of the sun. Developing our humanity is the rising of the sun. And a couple of reported hadiths or reportings. Abu Huraira, may Allah be pleased with him, reported that the Prophet, the prayers of peace be upon him, said, "The hour will not be established until the sun rises from the west. When it rises from the west, all people together will believe. Yet on that day, no soul will benefit from his faith if he did not believe earlier, nor earn good from his faith." On the authority of Umar, radiallahu anhu, who said, "One day, while we were sitting with the Messenger of Allah," now this is an edited, I shortened this up for time, "there came before us a man with extremely white clothing and extremely black hair, and there was no signs of travel on him, and none of us knew him. He came and sat next to the Prophet. He supported his knees against the knees of the Prophet, and he put his hands on his thighs. And he had said, O Muhammad, tell me about Islam." And the Messenger of Allah spoke, Then he said, tell me about Iman. And the Messenger of Allah responded, and then he said, well, tell me about El-Ihsan. And the Prophet answered, It is that you worship Allah as if you see him, even though you do not see him. He sees you. He said, and tell me about the hour. And the Prophet answered it. Then he went away, and I stayed for a long time. And then he said, oh, Umar, do you know who that questioner was? And he said, Allah and his messenger knows best. He said, it was the angel Jibril, alayhi salam, who came to teach you your religion. Very key. Teach you your religion. I think my headset just went off. Inshallah, they can hear me on this. So again, with those two hadiths, I'm glad, alhamdulillah, to be back in front of the community again. It seems like whenever I take a few weeks off from in between khutbahs, a lot happens in my thoughts and my directions. But something that has always been on my mind a lot lately, over the last few weeks, has been our relationship we have with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And we know that the only way to better our relationship is to look at ourselves and look at our own human development. When we are created, we were created to serve God. A God that needs no help in nothing. So if we're here to serve God and he needs no help in nothing, this means it must be something we need to be doing in that position of servitude. Serving humanity is that role. But for us to fulfill that goal, we must have a long look at ourselves. And then we must work on our own human development. It is not a place where we need to learn something new. It is a place we need to learn what is naturally inside of us. And what we have been given in our own creation from Allah, the best of creators. When we look at our lives, and we can look at this statement both individually and collectively, we have to first recognize that there is a relationship between us and our creator. This is where the shahadatain comes into play, so to speak, in one aspect. And for me personally, last Saturday was the 29th year ago, 29 years since I took my shahada. But even before then, I had recognized that there was a God. It was that date I openly declared it. And we all have that time in our lives where one, we recognize and we realize that there is a God, there is somebody higher, there is something that controls this. And then we all know the day we came out and decided we wanted to let everybody else know we knew this. And this is what leads us to this. We have to work to get our lives into the habit of realizing that there is nothing worthy of worship except Allah. There is no God except Allah. And by working on bettering ourselves as his creation, this is what we have to realize and where we have to get to. Now, when we look at the beginning of this ayat, it is God, Allah, highly glorified is he, telling us that the east and the west belong to him. Now, we have to look at it both ways. This is a great ayat for us to look at it concretely and abstractly. And we're going to be going back and forth. But you have to realize that you can look at it both ways and get some very good understanding, inshallah. So the word Mashriku means east. It also means the two horizons, a place of sunrise. We know that the sun rises in the east. We know this. And we live, of course, we live in the eastern time zone, and we have the first Fajr on this continent. So when we look at the east like this, that it is also the rise of our human development. You know, the sun, according to Imam Muhammad, he said, is a sign that your soul has a sacred core. And in that sacred core, you listen and God speaks. Now, based on what I just read from the Imam, we can see the sun symbolizing our soul. The sun rises from the east. The rising of the sun also, in looking at this, we look at the Fajr as the dawn of our intellect. So we have the connection there. It is no mistake that it rises from the east. It is no mistake that we read from the east to the west in the Quran, right? Right to left. This is a sign for us. Our intellect rises from the east. Our soul rises in the east, meaning that the Lord of our, the Lord of all systems of knowledge is the Lord of our intellect. Our creator, he owns it. It belongs to him. When we look at the west, the word wal maghribu, it means to go away, set. The west. The sun sets in the west. And I'm not telling nothing anybody doesn't already know, but it's not Imam Joel speaking. I'm not saying this. This is the Lord of all, the sustainer of all the systems of knowledge, that is reminding us that I, as Allah, raised the sun in the east and I set it in the west, and both belong to me. This is commonly expressed in translations as the east and west. These words are always expressed most of the time, east and west. But as I was researching this, I had been looking at these words, I found that, you know, we can really look at this as saying that the dawning of the horizon, and the setting of it belongs to God, belongs to Allah. There is a saying that when something good happens, that it's a new day. You know, change in political office, it's a new day. A team, you know, your team gets, that's been struggling, gets a new coach. Well, it's a new day. But regardless of how you want to look at it, it still all belongs to Allah, because anything that happens, happens only by the will of Allah. And I'm using the examples of everyday event because this is what I believe God is telling us. It doesn't matter what it is, it belongs to God. So the term east and west are just physical terms for us to see the picture. When we look at the east and west, we have to think of what Allah tells us in the Quran, that the east and west belong to him, but he is not the east and the west. He is not confined to just something. Now, you might have some who want to say, okay, so, well, who owns the north and the south? It says God owns the east and the west. All right? And you're going to have some that want to give Shaitan, the Satan, right? The Shaitan in the Quranic Arabic. They want to give him some credit. Well, if I go 100 miles south and I stand there, I'm still going to be east of something and I'm still going to be west of something. It all still belongs to Allah. If the east is the dawning of the sun and is the rising of our intellect and a picture of our human development, it is a symbol of our soul. The rising of new horizons. Allah says in the Quran, and Allah has caused you to grow from the earth a progressive growth. He's caused you to grow from the earth like that of a plant. Now, there are some plants that may grow sideways. Gourds, we think about the prophet, the gourd, sideways covers, but it still comes up at least somewhat north. Well, Allah is telling us that the north and the south is not just a direction on a map. It is the progression of growth that I have designed in you. And if you cannot see it, then look at the earth as a sign. And some things that our planet, they grow south first to establish roots. And you know, roots are just a primary function of anchoring the plants, holding, you know, absorbing the water to feed the plant, absorbing the minerals and holds the food for the plant, for the growth. And at some point in time, for roots, they don't keep going south. They start going east and west. How many people have had to have God come out and chop up that tree stump because the roots are going this way and tearing up everything? I know I have. So the root is the lifeline of the plant. So the symbol of the north and the south is for us to see our growth. The picture we have of Ibrahim, alayhi salam, in the ascension, is someone who was tall, so tall that the prophet, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, only saw his legs, right? Well, the stand up in our nature comes with the rising of our intellects. The north and south. When you look at see somebody's legs, you only see north and south. I don't care how wide the legs are, you still know that the bone is going north and south. The north and south is the standing up in that intellect when the rising of the sun has happened. Now, this is just me reflecting on all of this. The north and the south can be looked at as our standing up in a comma, right? We can see that. We can start in the south and we raise up to the north. And the more we stand up in our own nature, it is the growth that we have as humans. It is our development, our human development that we're on today. So we have to see these pictures that I'm using in that understanding. It is development that we grow through, that we go through. The way we can look at this is that at the beginning, we have Adam, alayhi salam, the seed, what was planted, right? This is easy to say, okay, well, how do you understand that? How can you make that? Well, Allah says that I placed you into the earth and you are created from the earth. As the seed develops, it grows. And as I close this first part, we're going to go through these levels. As it grows, the second level, Yahya and Isa, alayhi salam, to the prophet, John and Jesus, right? Then it goes to the next growth, Yusuf, Joseph, alayhi salam. And as I go through these levels and naming all the prophets, remember the picture of growth. Remember, as we go from level to level, we're talking about growth. We're talking about growth, and all this growth is what can go on inside of our own human development. The next growth, fourth, Idris, alayhi salam. Then the fifth, Harun, Aaron, alayhi salam. Next levels, Musa. And then the seventh level, the final level, Ibrahim, alayhi salam. The top of the growing tree, right? The top of the growth. And he stands for the father of intellect. And it's all included in our Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The epitome of human development. The final level of human development. And remember the reporting that the prophet said that the prophets were like a house and I was the final brick in that house. The progression. This is what the north and the south can show us if we look at it. Rabbana atina fid dunya hasana fil akhirati hasana wa qina adhabannar. Ameen. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Developing our humanity is the rising of the sun. Now, when we stand up in Iqama, we stand up straight. Right? Even if you have to sit. Even if you, we have to realize now in the concrete, the physical aspect, there may be limitations. But in the nature, there's no limitations in standing up straight. All right, we stand up straight in the Ikama. Right, same word. We go down to Mustaqim. We go straight down to Mustaqim. Right, both north and south in the direction. Both north and south in the direction because of the same word. Both north and south. Right, in the direction of our bodies, in the direction of our lives, the direction of our intelligence. This is not conflict with the east and west at all. And what we have here in this ayah today is exactly what we need to look at when we want to better understand what we have in terms, if we look at the terms east and west. Growing like a plant. When the sun shines on the yard, right, early in the morning, the sun rises and it may not hit the grass. Your grass may not be getting no sunlight. But as the day grows, the sun hits the yard. And by a certain time during the day, when it's at its peak, it's going to cover your whole yard. And when the sun rises in the east and heads west, it is just like our minds, right? At some point, we will have a peak in that arc of the sun. But for us to reach the benefits of that arc, right, the highest point, you know, in football, they teach receivers to catch the ball at the highest point. Don't let the ball start coming down. They say, go get the ball at the highest point that you can get it. So we have to reach the benefits of that arc. We have to have done the proper nurturing and have the growth to reach that arc. When the line from the north and the south meet the line from the east and the west, then we have a point. And at that point, we have, you could consider it a cross, the crossroads, the crosshairs. You know, when someone has you in the crosswheel, that's a symbol of an intersection, right? Well, think of that intersection, think of that point, them crosshairs, that crossroads. Think of that someone who has you in them crosshairs as the shaitan. He doesn't want you to get to that point. He doesn't want you to stay on that point. He doesn't want you to grow to that point. He wants to stop that growth, right? Allah tells us in the Quran, and Satan said, since you have led me astray, I will surely sit in ambush for them on your straight path. Then I will come upon them from the front, the rear, from the right and the left. And you will not find most of them thankful. It's very important. The Mustaqim is straight up, north and south. The Sabil Allah, east and west. Think of the directions where we live, you know, our direction. Where we live here in our direction is northeast, right? When we look at our Qibla, we go northeast. That's a combination of east and north. That's growth. It's the dawning and the direction we need in our lives. But Allah has told us that the shaitan will lay for us in ambush. And you know what ambush is, right? Someone laying and hiding from a place you can't see. That's what ambush is. They got legal ambushes called snipers, right? Ain't nothing but legal ambushes. So we understand what ambush is, but Allah lets us know something for us, how we have to look at those who want to ambush us, when he says that verily he and his tribe are lying in wait for you where you cannot perceive them. They ain't going to be on top of the rooftops. They're going to be all in your life, all in everything you deal with, waiting for us where we cannot see them, and they attack us. They attack us in those things that we have not yet realized that Allah is owner of in our lives. He did not say he'd be waiting for us with the kufrs. He wanted to say, I'm going to be over there where the unbelievers at, and I'm going to get them. He said he will be sitting in ambush where those who are on the straight path are, who are trying to work on themselves, Work on the development of their own souls, their own intellects. This is where the Shaitan and his tribe, his crew. I can say his posse. We go back, you know. His gang, his army. They will wait and attack. And when the two lines meet, they meet at a straight line, right? Because that point is going to be straight. Even at the arc, the highest point of the arc, when the north and south hits it, that point is going to be straight across, right? When Musa, alayhi salam, was looking for the wise man, as we read today, he said he was to meet him at the junction of the two seas. Across. Take the front and rear, the north and south. Take the right and left, east and west, at the cross. And the cross is where two points meet. It is a place where no movement happens at that point. It's when we're still. That's when he attacks. This is why the east moves to the west. Right? No, Allah doesn't say that in the ayah in those words, but for the Quran, it's for those who ponder, who think, who progress their minds. And we know that the east, the word means to shine, it means to rise. It means more than just pointing to a direction. It is a direction of that special life that God wants for his creation. Now, how important is that thought? When Ibrahim, alayhi salam, was talking to, and the reports are, he was talking to Nimrod, right? Who was claiming to be the owner of life and death. Now, he's claiming to own life and death. Finalization. But Ibrahim doesn't even give him that much credit. Ibrahim said in the Quran, he said, "Verily, God causes the sun to rise in the east, cause it then to rise in the west." And thereupon, he who was bent on denying the truth remained dumbfounded. Right? I see another expression where they said it was brain locked up. That's a sign for us. He said, okay, it's real simple, east and west. If it rises in the east, you make it rise in the west. He became dumbfounded because when you go against what Allah has done, then you go against the natural function of your intellect. You go against your natural function of what your life is supposed to be, your brain matter, your soul. And this is an important reason why the reporting that I read of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, where he said, the hour be established when the sun rises from the west. When it rises from the west, all people will believe, yet on that day, no soul will benefit from his faith that he did not believe in earlier, nor will he earn good from that faith. It's going to be too late. Because you had to wait for it to go against what God wanted. Now all of a sudden you want to believe. Now it's too late. This means much of our understanding of these concepts today in this presentation, in this khutbah, when the sun rises in the west, is going against the natural order that Allah has put into creation for those who were not already working on themselves. But let's look at it. Take the east, right? It means, we can look at the east to be, it means to be more spiritual, right? More intellectual, the intellectually waking up. It's not something that we see in with the clothes we wear. It's when our minds begin to rise. When we begin the process of our growth, if we're moving in the direction of the east to the west, moving at that arc, that means we're rising and we're growing at the same time. Think about the sun, how it goes up to the peak. But if we try to go against that, that means that we're seeking to extinguish the sun, right? You're trying to say we don't want the sun to rise, we want the sun to set. And they want to extinguish the light of Allah with their mouths. We know the sun sets in the west, but we want to get to the sun to the top of the arc. Then it can now meet the material side. of the North growing from the South. Right? But not just at any point on the North and the South, but it has to be growth of the material line that meets the spiritual line at its peak. When it does that, that means it's now halal. See, if we go against the natural order of the East or the West or the North or the South, then we go against the natural order in us. The right being the original nature. The original nature. It progresses to the left. The sun rises in the East and it heads to the West. Our original nature rises and moves to the destiny. Right? But it rises, meaning that we have to elevate ourselves. This brings us to the North and the South. The North is where we have to get. We have to get North. We speak in material and we speak in concrete. All. This is the establishment. We have to establish. We have to build on things. North and South. We plant ideas. You ever heard that term? We plant ideas and we see what happens. We work to make them grow. There has to be a balance in these directions. The spiritual and the material have to be at a point they meet at the peak that are both abstractly and concretely in how we look at it. So with that said, then Allah says, now says, and you will face Allah in whatsoever direction you turn your face. So now it covers it all. Now, it doesn't matter where you turn. And in a lot of the commentary on this ayat, they're saying that the origin of this what Allah is saying, is that he speaks to the fact that it doesn't matter wherever you make your salat. He's addressing that. It says it doesn't matter wherever you turn. You're going to still be in the direction that Allah is in. That's concrete and abstract, right? There's so much discussed on this salat and these concepts, and inshallah, because you did get the text message and the email about the talims. So we can go into these things. There's a lot that we put into this, not a lot as it could have been, but we need to be able to go back and talk about these things afterward. Inshallah, you'll fill out the email with set times, and we'll start the talims and the Islamic study is for a different purpose, but the talims is for this, inshallah. When we think of the salat, right? We're talking, we made a comment on that the origin of this ayat was for making the prayer, making the salat in a direction, right? We have to realize and understand that the prayer also means our work. It's not just that physical salat we're going to make in a couple of minutes more. So if I'm cutting grass for a living, then I have to realize that in cutting that grass, God is in that action that I'm doing, right? Whatever it is, the opening hadith reporting for time purposes, where he was asked by Jibril alayhi salam to tell me about El Iksan, right? He said, is that you worship Allah as if you see him, even though you do not see him, and know that he sees you. Brothers and sisters, we are not living our lives, if we are not living our lives in everything we do in our lives, and everything we deal with, if we're not living with them and dealing with the understanding that even if we do not see God, that he is there and he sees us. When you're at work, you have to find, how can I see God in this work that I'm doing? How can I see God in this work that I'm doing for the benefit of what it has to be and how it's going to help my human development? Our work is our worship. Our lives are our worship. What we do and how we do it is our worship. How we have to develop. And again, this is all about human development. It's all I'm on. It's all I'm probably going to be on. We have to develop how we can comprehend that we cannot see Allah in everything physically. But we know he is there. And we know he sees us, because he said that you will, wherever direction you face, you will see Allah in it, right? Even in the fitna, even in the troubles,
even in the bad things. You have to realize that Allah is there, right? This turn, that's right. Wherever you turn, this tawalu, right? Tawalu. It means you turn. It means whatever you're close to. Whatever you're close to. Our spouses, our children, our jobs, our friends, our bad habits, our good habits. And the reason why I said bad habits is because you have to look at it as this is a bad habit, and you know that Allah is still right there with you. It has to be an old habit. We have to understand it all belongs to Allah, and He has to be in it. When we look at the masjid, what it needs, what it can use, this belongs to Allah. We do not see Him here, but he sees us here. Are we doing enough? Are we doing anything? This is the question we have to ask ourselves when we want to look at our relationship with God. How are we developing ourselves in these terms? Now, if we're not to Walu, close to this, then maybe we need to work to get closer. Because we know that it belongs to Allah, and this is where I can get closer to Him. That's just an example. You know, the second part is supposed to have something about community in it. Whatever we're doing, wherever we're at, from the east to the west in our lives, however we turn and look at it, we have to see our development inside of it. Our development of our relationship with Allah, subhanahu wa ta'ala. We have to see how far we need to get north. Because I believe we all can sit here and say we've gone south enough in a lot of things. Right? We can look at this world and see how they're still going south. And isn't that a good metaphor for the problem, what this world is facing? Going south, being in the south. What happened in the south? We can see those that have gotten caught in those crosshairs that never even got to the crosshairs. Think of the scope, they're two lines, but both are straight lines. We want our right and left line, right to left line, to have an arc on it when you look at it by itself. The north and south line will meet it at its highest point. Now, as I close, God is not limited to these terms of space. Don't think of God in these spaces. Think of you and me in these spaces. In these spaces of human development. Let us not let our own human development be limited. Allah cannot be limited by these terms of space. And He's saying, don't let your human development be limited by these terms of space. Developing our humanity is the rising of the sun. Now, inshallah, I have given benefit today, which all praise due to Allah. And may we have pleased Allah in this effort. Rabbana taqabbal minna inka as-sami'u al-'alim. O our sustainer, accept thou this from us, for verily thou alone art all hearing, all knowing. Amen. Amen.